This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
One thing that I'm afraid of, and that's the people in elected office taking away my rights. I'm not afraid of the crook that's going to come to my door, because if my dogs don't get him, I will, and it's my job to defend myself. It's not your job to protect me. It's not your job to defend me. It's your job to protect the Constitution and protect my rights to defend myself.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American that we're talking about? I think you are because you're listening to this radio show. Shocking. Shocking, as they say. You're listening to this radio show. And, you know, one of the things that we need to be doing is making sure that people are not taking away your constitutional rights. Capiche? Yeah, we got this big old thing going on with the coronavirus. It's a hoax. It's a sickness. No, there's no doubt it's a sick. There's an illness there. But the hoaxing comes from all the numbers, in which there aren't a lot of numbers to substantiate nearly what has happened here. The fear factor. You know, the fear factor. How to fight the fear of coronavirus, right? A little bit of education goes a long way. Now, I had this condition. Now, that's my self-diagnosis, but the doctor refused to see me when I told him what I had. Now, this goes back into January to February. I was sicker than a dog. And as many of the members of New California have told me, man, you're really sick. Well, you know, this was before anything broke out, right? Nobody knew what this was all about. But everybody had it. I had it. All my friends had it. All of my gray-haired friends had it. I mean, it was bad, man. It was bad. The temperature, I mean, this went on for 3 weeks until, you know, I could feel a little better. Now, I do have to tell you, I had a CPAP machine. I think that was very helpful. And I did all the things that you do when you have the flu and everything. Because I thought it was a aggressive monster flu, but I had it. I called the doctor. Said, "Well, this is what I told him what I had." And he goes, don't come in. Just stay home and do this. Drink a lot of fluids. Get a lot of vitamin C. No hydrochloroquine. It's hard to say that, right? I know people have problems with that. Quinine. Basically, the cure that you take for malaria. As we found out, we broke the story the first week in March. Hydrochloroquine is what solves the problem. Shocking what a little bit of a drop will do, right? And now all of a sudden it's saving the world. What I think is very strange is everybody has, on the left anyway, the people who want to continue the fraud. This is the next chapter in Nancy Pelosi's attempt to oust the president. And then the next chapter that's going to be after that, I see it as a 5-chapter book. Russia, Russia, Russia. Stormy Daniels, porno queen, right? We had that one going on. And where's Avenatti today? In jail. Man, don't mess with Trump, right? He was thinking he was just going to get some sort of simple little payoff. You know, this is really when you deal with Trump. If you're an attorney that wants to sue Trump, I think this gives you pause. I think this whole Stormy Daniels thing and what we've seen over the time here is that if you're even a prosecutor and you want to go after Trump, well, we're talking about now, you know, the Manhattan folks out there that want to take him on, right? If you want to take him on, I'd really think this went through. I really would. You might end up like Avenatti or Michael Cohen, by the way. I still have his phone numbers right here on my desk in front of me. I do. You know, we were in touch with Michael Cohen. Yeah. At one time. It's kind of interesting how that all played out. Anyway, I'd rethink the whole thing. And, of course, now you've got a lot of people rethinking what's going on with Donald Trump. Let's see. Valerie Jarrett. Where is she? Valerie Jarrett is in Canada, from what I understand. Hot news. Valerie Jarrett escapes to Canada. We don't know where David Axelrod is, her good buddy. Both Obama advisors, shocking. Now, the reason why they're there or they're someplace else that we don't know now where they are, because they happen to have testified in a grand jury hearing recently, just in the last couple of days. And listen, the information gleaned from their testimony. By the way, the testimony was on the same day for both of them. And they were incommunicado. So they didn't have a chance to swap stories and say, hey, they asked me this question. You need to say this and shut up when they ask that question. You know, they couldn't communicate. Which is, you know, and I've done this many times with certain individuals where you put them in one. You know, you just... And then you play one off the other. And then pretty soon you're yielding all kinds of information. And that's exactly what's happened with Valerie Jarrett and David Axelrod. Shocking. Shocking. Now, who's protecting Valerie Jarrett while she's in Canada? Trudeau, of course. Come on, he hates Trump. He hates America. But he loves anybody who hates America. And, of course, he's a Chi-Com fan. We know that. Beholds to the Chi-Coms. That's Trudeau. Then there's Mexico. What's going on in Mexico? The president was praising Obrador down there. I think what he's doing is Obrador saying, you know, don't send in those gyrenes. Don't send in the Marines from Camp Pendleton to Mexico. Because you know what's going on in South America, on the eastern Pacific coast, and also on the western Mediterranean. We got a full-blown military operation going on. You don't even know that. The military's deployed down there. The military's deployed all throughout the United States. Now, this is kind of interesting, and what we need to basically be aware of is that there's enemies within the state here, the states that want to do us harm. Real enemies. Now you're sitting there thinking, well, I can remember that you're always talking about all these illegal foreign nationals who are coming across the border in droves. You know, the caravanners. Remember, we talked about the caravanners who looked rather militaristic, by the way. that were coming in from South and Central America up through Mexico, and they were walking. They were strutting their stuff. Remember that? They were absolutely strutting their stuff. And I'm sitting there thinking, you know, these guys, they look a little too militaristic for me. Yeah, they did. They looked a little bit too militaristic for me. And so I said to myself, God, all these guys that are coming across these caravans are, one, they're guys, and they look like they're, well, 18 to 35 years old, kind of husky fellas, fit, trimmed haircuts. I said, that looks kind of militaristic to me. No, I don't know why I'd do something like that. That's because I'm curious, right? Call me Mr. Curiosity. So, anyway, but we've long theorized and talked about all these people that are coming across the border. And by the way, there was an incident even as early in the, I think in 2009 or so. I got to check my source on that, where I was reading about this stuff last night. You know, in my spare time, I actually do read. My eyeballs are just flipping out on me. But I actually do, in my spare time, read. And, you know, there was at least 1,000 Chinese that were captured coming across the border in one of our Indian reservations. Shocking. Shocking. Why would they do such a thing? Anyway, we got a break coming up. And when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about that. The enemies within. Are they going to be activated soon? And what's going on in the Oroville Dam situation? It's unsafe. It's leaking like a sieve. And oh boy, there's heavy rains coming this weekend. What could possibly go wrong? We'll be right back.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops
pops on. If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a Romp Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, a Romp Solar. And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. It's a21r.com. Okay, Bill Barr, quote from sources, in Washington, D.C. I've got a whole file folder full of those kind of sounds, you know. Here's a news flash. ding, kind of, all these sounds. I'm sorry, I'm not good at the sound effects, as you can tell. Your time is up. Then that's probably about as good as I can get when you hear the ding. And we're not gonna do the ding thing going on here. We're just not gonna do it. Anyway, we got a lot of stuff to cover here in a very short period of time. So I need to get back at it. I want to thank everybody for listening to Agenda 21 Radio, and it's certainly our citizen journalist who break these stories. And, you know, we have some fantastic citizen journalists on Agenda 21 Radio, and I want to thank, I get to do this every once in a while, thank all of you for all the great work that you've been doing over the years, especially now because we got this whole coronavirus fraud and all the things, the spinoff from the fraud. And, of course, we understand it's a strategy to not get Donald Trump elected. Look at what they're doing here. This is war, guys. This is a wartime footing. And by the way, shocking for all those conspiracy theorists out there on the left who are spreading this stuff about Donald Trump is not in charge anymore. They took the seal. They took the seal off the press room podium. It just says White House, doesn't say the President of the United States in the press room. But, you know, oddly enough, when he goes out and speaks in public, that seal's right there, like he did yesterday. I don't know if that was a Q drop or a P drop, right? I can't tell you. I don't know. I'm just saying, if you're into that theory that the president is not the president, that there's been, because he doesn't have the seal on him when he's talking, he's not the president. They've taken him over. He's owned by the other side. Well, yesterday he wasn't owned by the other side, and he's telling us things like he's going to replace governors because he can. And they're all PO'd because he can. And they're pushing, they're throwing, interestingly enough, we're getting the argument like we got the arguments for the Constitution and sticking up for the Constitution. We're protecting everybody from the tyrant with the Constitution. Remember they did all that during the impeachment business? And what are they doing now? We're sticking over the Constitution. This guy's a tyrant. He's a dictator. There's not a dictator. And even the Fox News guys don't even get. I mean, I'm not a lawyer. I have some legal background, but I'm not a lawyer. I'm telling you, these guys don't know diddly. You know, there was a time when we declared independence, right, on January 15, 2018. And a couple weeks after we did it, so I got a call. I tell this story because I want to put it in perspective for you. So we're exercising our constitutional right to form a new state from a pre-existing state. That's what's in the Constitution, Article 4, Section 3. It's really plain. Words have meaning. It's really, really plain what it says there. It says that we are supposed to work with the legislature as citizens, okay? And that's a simple process. You form committees, and then you go and work with them. You try and work with them. You get them persuaded, right? Persuaded. So this is where we're at with that. Now, so I get a – it's a simple process. West Virginia did it. We're following along. So I get a call from somebody in – a news person. Well, they're in the news a lot. You see him on TV, certain channels. And he starts talking to me about what we're doing. You know, I thought like I was getting set up for an interview. And because it was from a big network. Big network. And I'm just sitting there going, wow, man, I'm talking to this guy. And all of a sudden I started listening to what he's talking about. I'm sitting there going, this guy's supposed to be a constitutional guy. This guy's supposed to be somebody involved with, with the Constitution and with certain universities and certain networks. I'm sitting there going, he doesn't have an understanding of the Constitution like I do. I figured that one out. And so I started talking, listening to him, and I'm realizing what he's doing is he's kind of trying to feel me out. Well, not like that. Come on. Kind of figure me out. No, don't even go there. He's trying to get into my head, like, how is he doing this thing? Me. How are we orchestrating this particular, right? Why did we declare independence? That was a big thing. And so finally I said to him, after about maybe 5 or 6 minutes of listening, conversation back and forth, I said, do you even understand what we're doing? That's why I asked him. Because I said, wait a minute. There's something wrong with the question here. And he said, no, I really don't. Okay. I said to myself. So we talked and I explained it, set him straight. And I said to myself at that point in time, if these guys don't understand what we're doing, we have a long way to go. If you have the top of the top who does not have an understanding of what we're doing and where it's all going, we have a way big area to go to, right? So, I'm saying that about what's happening here. These other side does not know what we're doing, and they're in trouble because we're doing it right. So when you talk about the President of the United States and what he's doing everything by the Constitution. He's doing everything by the law, everything that's been appropriate he's doing. And he's at a point where if he sees something that's unconstitutional, as outlined by what we put together in New California, following the constitutional process, he's got a right and a duty to correct it. So that's why I say if governors are not following through, or if they're not capable of following through, and they lack the financial resources, they lack the cognitive ability to perform, he is going to step in. That was the big news yesterday. That was the big news. So, but anyway, the other part of the big news that came out and has come out, which is really reverberating, and I think this is huge, is that we have the Valerie Jarrett and the David Axelrod testimony that went before the grand jury. Now it's something else. Bill Barr, as it's been reported by my sources, that confirmed it, because I was made a state. There was a statement made to me yesterday about this, and I said, "Well, I got to check that one." So I went and checked it. This is the quote. Bill Barr has in his hot hands info that will send important people to jail. That's an Agenda 21 radio drop. It's not a cue drop. There are several hundred legal researchers as a team working on these folks. And John Durham has impaneled a grand jury. That was done last week. And we already know we've got the yielding of a lot of information as Valerie Jarrett is no longer residing in the United States. Now, my prediction, I think, is true. What will happen? We talked about this on the radio. What's going to happen? Valerie Jarrett will suddenly appear by Skype broadcast. Got to lay that fear. And so will David Axelrod. Wait and see. But it's interesting. I'm not seeing some of the notable personalities I used to always see at certain times. It must be something to do with Epstein. Epstein. Something to do with the Epstein situation. Shocking. Shocking. Where's Dershowitz? You don't see him anymore. Oh, Brennan. John Brennan. What's going to happen to him? I think I know. And I might even tell you in the next break.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
We're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com. It's 821R.com. Like I said, this is a fast-moving news day. We were talking about the who decision. Who are you? We're going to play that just to mess around, right? We need to play that. Who are you? Anyway, the World Health Organization, right? The United Nations. This is great. It says global battle. This is from, here we go. This is from Fox News. I'm really, really being distracted by the, I'm really being distracted by the shining objects on the story here. Mark Cuban, Trump really smart in way he's approaching reopening the economy. Mark Cuban, he gets it. He gets it. He gets Trump. So he's got a fan. He's got a fan is what he's got. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, we need answers and transparency from China and for who? World Health Organization to do its job. Interesting, huh? Isn't that interesting? Critics howl as President Trump's name to appear on stimulus checks. Oh, of course it's going to name. He's President of the United States, isn't he? Oh, my God. So you're going to get a stimulus check, and Donald Trump's signature is going to be on it. Because he can. Elections have consequences. Any way you want it. That's Donald J. Trump. I got to bite on that one. I'm not even. This is cute. This is a lovey-dovey cute little story, right? So this, what does it say? I bet they don't have. Oh, they might have some audio with this too. We might be able to see something. We know that the President Trump halted the U.S. funding for the WHO. We know that. Okay. Says here the president's name will appear. Oh, here we go. The
president's announcement yesterday that he's going to suspend funding to the WHO for 60 to 90 days to review things because, you know, China wasn't truthful with us, and then the WHO pretty much parroted exactly what China was saying.
I think this is what we love about President Trump, that he looks to see is something producing results, is an entity producing results. And if they're not, he says,
this
sorry,
Brian
you're cut
Mast.
Off. You're not doing what you were hired.
He's a congressman from Florida.
Hired to do, get packing, and we're going to find somebody else that will do this. Obviously, we have a virus that originated in a really disgusting market in China that they weren't willing to go out there. And
anyway, so we got that. But this is the kicker. President Trump's name will appear on millions of economic stimulus checks sent to Americans as part of the $2.2 trillion stimulus package passed by Congress and signed by the president last month in an effort to stem the economic effects of the coronavirus. Sources confirm to Fox News that Trump's name will appear on paper checks in the memo section, though his signature is not expected to be included. The Washington Post first reported the change Tuesday, citing unnamed senior IRS official. Oh, was it Lois Lerner? Who was it? The Post reported that the Treasury Department is ordering the president's name to be printed on the checks in a decision that was made Monday. The Post sources indicated that the change on the $1,200 checks could delay the time it takes for the checks to reach Americans, but other Treasury Department officials disputed that was the case. One official told Fox News that the checks are scheduled to go out on time and exactly as planned. Okay, so Trump trumps them again. I like that. So the battle erupts as Trump pulls U.S. funding over agency's coronavirus response. And, of course, everybody's howling about that. So Bill Gates slams Trump's decision to halt WHO funding as dangerous as it sounds. Yeah, right. As if he's not a danger, right? And he is a danger. No question about the fact that he is a danger. Okay, we got to go to New California, or excuse me, Agenda 21 Radio and New California. We got stories to go through. First of all, Oroville Dam, it's in danger of collapse. Yeah, just get over it, right? Right now, it's sitting at almost 818 feet, which is about 5 feet over the level by which the water hits the dam's spillway gates. And it's leaking like a sieve. like a sieve. Yeah, it's not supposed to leak. In the real world, it's sitting at 817.98 feet. That's where it's at right now. But let's take a look at the cameras. Let's take a look at what's really going on there. Let's take a look at the spillway itself. I'm going to quickly do this because we got a bunch of stuff we got to cover here. If we can get the cooperation of the computer. Okay, so this is what we're seeing. Is we're seeing water that's bubbling up from between the plates on the spillway. It's not supposed to do that, guys. The spillway right now is supposed to be dry. And, you know, in years past, before the damage was done in 2017, they'd close the gates. The water would come up and fill to the top, go way above the gates, and there wouldn't be any leaking. It would be dry as a bone. And now they say the new look is it's wet all the time. Well, that's mean they screwed it up. I mean, they really tell you that, these people. $2 billion later, it leaks. It's leaking like a sieve now. I'm looking at this is the most up-to-date camera shot of the spillway, and it's leaking like a sieve. And here's what you find. You find the fines, F-I-N-E-S, the fine sands, which is the telltale evidence that it's leaking underneath the spillway. And it's putting pressure, upward pressure, on the backside of the spillway forward. And the fine sands are actually moving up through the slats. There's like little spaces between those plates, which are not supposed to leak. But the fine sands are the tell. They're the evidence, because you can see the fine sands between the cracks. That's the evidence that it's leaking from. So in other words, there's soil percolating up through these cracks. The evidence is clear. Yet they'll try and tell you, oh, it's supposed to look like that right now. Really? I mean, guys, it's saturated. It's a failed system. They know they can't use it. They can't even use it. Of course, now they just timed me out because they heard me talking about it. I'm sure we're gonna fix that thing down there. We're gonna fix it. That's what we're gonna do. We're just gonna fix that bad boy, right? That's how we're gonna solve the problem. We'll just turn the camera off for you, so you won't be able to see it. We got a lot of stuff to cover here when we come back. So stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. We're gonna talk about fish and water. Did you know the two go together? Shocking. Real science all the time here on Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-333-7337.
800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar. And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We've got a couple of quick stories we're going to hit at you real quick. This is, of course, playing out to everything that we talked about earlier in the first and second hour. It begins, East and West Coast blue states team up to begin economic civil war. Shocking, shocking, shocking. The last refuge. It seemed clear several weeks ago this was going to happen. East Coast blue states governors and West Coast blue state governors are uniting to begin the economic civil war, planning to block any White House effort to reopen the U.S. economy. The founders planned for this in Article 1, Section 10, Paragraph 3. Here we go. Listen to this. This is, you know, and this is another thing for a grievance from New California. No state shall, without the consent of Congress, enter into any agreement or compact with another state. Oh, we're not supposed to do that? No. Founding fathers knew better. That would break up the United States altogether. So the three-step plan seems predictable, what they have going on here. Get out ahead of the president. Number two, defy the all-clear and shape economic benefit to their political allies. And three, then use Fauci's upcoming dossier to hit the administration for heartlessly opening the economy too early. On the East Coast, governors of New York, Cuomo; New Jersey, Murphy; Connecticut, Lamont; Pennsylvania, Wolf; Delaware, Carney; and Rhode Island, Raimondo, have started assembling their economic war council with the intent to keep the Northeast region shut down, controlling critical ports and infrastructure as a key part of their strategy. So, six Northeast governors will form a working group to come up with a plan to control the regional economy, they announced on Monday. On the West Coast, the governors of California, Newsom, Oregon Brown, and Inslee of Washington are also assembling their Economic War Council for similar intents and purposes. Combined with their political Northeast allies, controlling two-thirds of U.S. ports will give them a strategic advantage to keep choking the economy. Aren't you shocked by that? Right? I mean, you gotta be kind of shocked by that. I mean, this to me is just amazing. West Coast, the governors of Washington, Oregon announced they are working on a joint plan for controlling their respective states' economies once it is safe to lift the coronavirus. Says now, this is interesting. For the purpose of creating conflict and confusion, some of the fake news media are saying that the governor's decision to open up the states, not that the it is the governor's decision to open up the states, not that of the president of the United States and federal government. Let it be fully understood, that is incorrect. It is the decision of the president, for many good reasons. With that being said, the administration and I are working closely with the governors, and this will continue. A decision by me in conjunction with the governors and input from others will be made shortly. That's what he tweeted. It appears the governors did not want to assemble their plans openly. However, they rushed to publicly avoid their enemy, the U.S. President Donald Trump, striking strategically against their schemes. And during the economic war, residents within the blue-occupied territories will be held captive by the political whims of the regional generals, powered by Wordeds.company. It says the Economic Freedom and Liberty Zone will encompass the red region, the center of the country, Midwest, blah, blah, blah. However, the urban dense population, blue pockets with red zones, will push back. This is what they're theorizing. But this is what the president's talking about. They can't do that constitutionally. He's going to act to stop it. And California is the big one, where he has the most clout, and where he's got an active organization that wants to take the state over, New California. Shocking. So he's going to do that. And Gavin Newsom? Well, Gavin, I think your days may be numbered as governor. He'll take you out. He's going to take these governors out, you watch. If they don't cooperate with him, he's going to take them out. He's going to show up with the federal troops and take them out. Isn't that interesting? I think it's incredibly interesting. Now, this was an article 2 days ago that we talked about. California, Oregon, and Washington governors announced their own plans to restart their economies amid the... Okay, so this was the plan that they're talking about. I don't know where they're getting with all this. This was a couple of days ago we covered it. So this is all being spearheaded, of course, by Gavin Newsom. This is where you get the system to completely break down, guys. That is a problem for them. That's just like a big problem for them. A totally big problem. Okay, when we come back, we're going to try and hit one more local story because there's a lot of local things happening. But understand, I don't think there's going to be a perp walk tomorrow. But I do know one thing. Valerie Jarrett's not in the country. Shocking. Unless they fly her, have her put her foot over the border or something. Without anybody around. No paranoia on their problem, on their part. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715.
1-800-266-4715. Promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Guard of State Police, as Governor George Wallace appeals for calm and prepares to confront a deputy U.S. attorney. The federal officers are armed with a proclamation from President Kennedy urging the governor to end his efforts to prevent two Negro students from registering at the university. The governor is adamant. He made a campaign promise to stand in the doorway himself to prevent the integration of the last all-white state university. After the federal officers leave, there's a lull of several hours while President Kennedy federalizes the Alabama National Guard and they move to the campus. Brigadier General Henry Graham arrives to tell the governor, it's my sad duty to ask you to step aside on orders of the President of the United States. The governor yields to federal authority, but promises to continue what he terms a constitutional fight. There was no untoward incident at any time during this confrontation of state and federal authority. Five minutes after the governor leaves, James Hood is the first of his race to become a University of Alabama student. He is followed into the registrar's office by Vivian Malone. Both the students are 20 years old and will take summer courses. From the White House that evening, President Kennedy makes an appeal to the nation. He says that the U.S. is facing a moral crisis and that it is the duty of all to uphold the law.
Fires of frustration and discord are burning in every city, north and south, where legal remedies are not at hand. Redress is sought in the streets, in demonstrations, parades, and protests, which create tensions and threaten violence and threaten lives. We face, therefore, a moral crisis as a country and a people. We have a right to expect that the Negro community will be responsible, will uphold the law, but they have a right to expect that the law will be fair, that the Constitution will be colorblind, as Justice Harlan said at the turn of the century. This is what we're talking about, and this is a matter which concerns this country and what it stands for.
Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. We'll be back.
To the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.